Welcome to M Squared TechCast, a live internet radio show offering the latest news and interviews with the people driving business, technology, and politics in Michigan. Now, your hosts, Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan.
Hey, it's Matt Rausch.
And Mike Brennan.
And we're back on the podcast, Detroit.com Network, and we are here with Gary Baker, the internet advisor guy, or one of them, with Foster Brown at WJR.
Yep, and Cal Carson and Ed Riddell are our tech experts, so they're always in studio, or most often.
All right, and when does that program air, so that people may find it?
WJR, 760 a.m. in Detroit, actually in Detroit and five other states, and up into Canada is our broadcast
signal. Love our Canadian cousins.
And, that's right. Saturday from 4 to 6. Okay. And we also podcast here in Podcast Detroit on our own
and we promote
website.
It. I promote it from MI Tech News.
Oh, yeah.
They're
and
one of my partners that we promote.
We have Mike on every week.
Yes.
For a big segment.
Five minutes or so.
How long has that show been on the air now, anyway?
18 and a half years.
Wow. Okay.
It's hard to believe. Nobody from WJR management must be listening, because if they were listening, we would not be still on the air. I'm sure of that. So.
Well, no, it's an hour of news and views and fun and
tech news.
But then the second hour is, call-in, where people call in with,
right.
So it's an hour of news and an hour of sort of DIY computer help,
which I
have found valuable in the past, I can tell
syndicated
you.
Syndicated in Grand Rapids, Muskegon, Kalamazoo, and Lansing.
That's right. Yep. Michigan Talk Network.
Yep.
So, you know what's so funny to me, and I mentioned it briefly while we were off the air, but we're on the air. You guys have a clock here. And I'm thinking, wow, it's so great to be on a podcast, because when the conversation ends, we just stop because it's a podcast. You know, who cares? Mm-hmm. And we used to do that till we were syndicated. So the first, I don't remember when we started syndicating now, probably nine years ago.
Been a while.
But the first, say, 10 years, we had to hit the out at the top of the hour because there was news.
Yeah.
And otherwise, we didn't care. When we kind of finished a segment, we'd stop and they'd run commercials and then we'd start up again. And
if you want a couple minutes long, nobody.
Who cares?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
And we just made sure that we did a good job with our guests and got the information out to our listening audience. And the neat thing about a podcast is you can do that.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have to follow the clock. But Jessica keeps us on track.
Reasonable. Yeah, I'm your clock.
Well, we have some segments that could easily run long, but sometimes, boy, 14 minutes is all we can squeeze out.
Yeah, so I would stop it right there.
Yeah. It's like this is dying and let's end it now.
And Foster is so good, because Foster's, 40 years plus in radio.
A real pro. Pro. Absolutely.
And it's so funny, because I can hear him stretching something, right? After all these years, you kind of get used to what he says and how he would get out. And most of the time, we're running against the clock, where we have to kind of cut people off and cut off the conversation. But there are times when we ask him a question, goes, yes, no, yep.
He's not into it then.
And you kind of go, okay. And Foster's so good. He keeps us, he just asks the right questions. And he'll just stretch it and stretch it and stretch it till the end of the segment. You guys could, you kind of go, that's it. No more real substantive conversation. Let's cut this off. You could do that.
No, Gary, we'd never do that with you.
No. So tell me, how did you first get into the internet business? How did all that start?
So we were trying to figure out how to help businesses. And the best way for small business.
I mean, you came up as a CPA, right? That was your original background? No. I thought you were an accountant.
No, okay.
He was a professional water skier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in my dreams.
Noted Street Fighter. How did Sonny Elliott used to describe people? Yeah, right.
Actually, I saw Joe O'Neill on the street last night. We were both out for a walk. He was with his wife, and we were talking about, I got started in real estate. Joe O'Neill's owns O'Neill Construction in Ann Arbor, and he was one of the people that got involved in Carytown. And
okay.
I had bought a small building, rented to students, right near Carytown in Ann Arbor. And it was because of Joe and his partners that the price went up on that house, and I was able to buy two more, and then a couple more, and then a couple more.
Gary was a real estate mogul.
So, there were bumps. You know, mogul means that's a big bump. Yeah, there was.
People forget about that other meaning of mogul, don't they?
Yeah, that's about the only way you could describe me in that industry. But it was interesting, but I got involved in small business. I was the chairman of the Small Business Association of Michigan, which I know both of you guys know and love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just trying to help small business, and I had been the very first technology company I got started was in 1980, if you can believe that.
Whoa, did they have technology in 1980?
Yeah, barely.
It was horse-drawn and steam-powered,
yeah,
I think.
We had one of the first 50 IBM microcomputers.
Ooh.
In the state of Michigan. We were a developer group, so we got preference and – And that was back in the 80s. So I was always interested in technology. And, you know, this internet thing seemed interesting. The web had just barely started. Nobody really even had a graphical browser. And we said, we've got to –
until 94. Or 3. Andreessen.
In the very end of 93. December 93 came out. Mosaic came out in 0.9 beta. I had been trying to figure out how to make a – graphical browser, and we couldn't figure it out. Talked to Vint Cerf, who I happened to get to know because he had come to Ann Arbor.
Real inventor of the internet, not Al Gore.
That's
Back in 1973, he and Bob Kahn really did develop that protocol, TCP/IP, which was the base protocol for the internet. But he said, go over and talk to this guy, Mark Andreessen, over at the University of Illinois Urbana. He's got this big federal grant. And we looked at that and we said, okay, we're not going to develop a graphical browser because, you know, this guy's got a lot of money from the federal government and he's going to do it. So what else can we do? And we decided to start Online Tech, Online Technologies Corporation. We started with a product called BizServe, which was our connectivity product. But my interest was always in developing websites. And back then, it was all blue type, gray background. If you had a graphic, you know, like some people had graphics, and we had a graphic one, right, on the website. And that's how we got started. And
You didn't want graphics because the bandwidth was so bad.
Yeah, I still remember the first website that Crane's Detroit Business put up. I was involved in that. And the first thing you saw was a giant picture of Keith Crane. Personally welcoming you to the website of right.
And you know they
Call
put it up
personality.
On
personality
and Crane's put it up like so many of the first ones they put it up on our service so we helped them figure that out. I remember many times they're kind of going, but we do print, you know. Why do we want to do this on computers?
Why do we want to give our news away?
Would we want to do that?
That's how you hooked up with Foster.
So Foster happened to be I could probably say this. He'll probably hear it, actually.
I'll make sure.
So anyway, he kept calling our tech support group. And they couldn't figure out the problem that he was having. And they said, you know, they called me in from the other room and they said, can you talk to this guy? He keeps calling and we don't know what to do.
He has a nice voice, but we don't know what he wants.
We don't know what to do with him, right? And we have all these other calls being backed up. So I said, okay, sure, I'll take it. So I started talking to him, and I couldn't figure it out. And he was having trouble getting on. Mm. And we said – and then I finally kind of had an idea. I said, you know what? Your trouble is that you have squirrels eating the insulation off of your telephone line. And he went, right. that's first time some tech support guy has ever mentioned that as a problem, right? I said, Foster, do me a favor. Look out the window, see if there's any squirrels on your line. And he said, nope, there's not. I said, okay, well, keep looking because that's what's going on. You got signal leakage from the pole to your house somewhere, right? Because he was saying our telephones, which were not as,
bandwidth intensive, kind of, yeah.
And if you cut out a little bit here and there, who knew, who cared, right?
Yeah.
It was analog voice. But for a modem, which needed, to have stateful and connectivity, you couldn't, it wouldn't work. He He called me back about an hour later. He goes, damn squirrels on my line. So he called the phone company that came out, replaced it, and he had great connectivity. Mm. But then that's how we developed a relationship. And he said, anybody that could come up with that kind of a solution, you got to come and be on my show. And he was doing the morning show on WJR at the time. Mm-hmm. So I was on a few times in the fall of 97. And he said, you know what? Why don't we just carve out the last half hour and make it the Internet Advisor Show? And so the station went, right, yeah, right. We want to do that. So I went in and I did some tests over the holiday. They figured nobody's going to listen during the holidays between Christmas and New Year's that year anyway. So why not put them on? And so I did a few tests and hosted a few shows. And they came back and said, maybe we could do this a half hour of Foster's show if he's willing. And we so that's how the Internet Advisor Show got started. A friend of mine created the bump music, Steve Didos. Mm-hmm. And so we started in February of 98.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's how we got started.
Okay.
But anyway, so...
It all started with squirrels eating telephone lines. Yeah.
Weasels. Can you believe it? My flesh.
Who would have thunk? You know, Foster does edit this, so he will hear this.
Yeah,
so,
I wonder if he edits all that out.
Yeah, no, he'll keep that in, you know. So.
Well, if he does edit it out, yeah, you live listeners out there are lucky. You got to hear the real story.
The real story.
Of the birth of this. So what's going on with you now? What are you working on these days?
So I
between jobs.
I'm between jobs, right? I just finished up at Beaumont Health. Mm-hmm. I was the interim chief information security officer out there, among a couple other projects that Subra Chapata, who is the CIO, mm-hmm. invited me to come over and help him on that. And so I've got a couple other things that I'm looking at, but there is a great little project that I'm working on. I'm so excited about it. It's called GPS for Leaders, and it's a mobile app. Rick Stallings, who was the managing partner for Arthur Andersen Business Consulting here in Michigan, started this. It got a number of us involved. Fritz Seifried, who many people might know from his playing days. He played for Bo Schembechler. At the U of M, and then he was an assistant coach, and then he was assistant AD, and now he's a leadership coach. Ron Potter's involved. Jim Richardson, who is a women's swim coach, retired now, but longtime women's swim coach, was also involved. George Azrak is involved, and then Rick's son, Mark. And so we got a couple other people that we think we might be able to entice as well, but great little mobile app. We'll be putting it out hopefully in the next 3 to 4 months. It'll be out on the site so you can start to play with it. But it's going to be to train and – well, to identify and train leaders.
Hmm.
Something I'm really passionate about.
Okay. And that's an organizational development tool type thing? Or?
Yeah. You can use it individually for interacting – better interaction with people. So,
do you have a website yet?
GPSforleaders.com.
Of course.
Four is the number four.
Oh, okay.
GPS, 4 leaders.
Okay.
And if you're looking for a great chief information security officer, I promise Gary I'd throw out a plug there for
you. Yeah,
him,
so. Or I can do data I've been a CIO twice and a
Work for Borders
consulting.
At one time.
Yeah, I worked for Borders. We didn't say Borders.
No.
We were doing transformation saving companies, didn't say Borders.
Oh, okay. Got it. And then see what else. I know there was another one in there I missed.
Gail.
Yeah.
We did say Gail.
Got
it consolidated into its parent company and SME, Flagstar.
Flagstar. That's what I was trying to remember. Yeah, I know it was a bank.
Yeah, we got it out of trouble with the regulators.
That's
just important. Needed to do a lot of – there's a lot of things that we needed to do. So
Gary Baker, a very young-looking man. He has a very old picture in his closet, but he's a great technology guy, and we're glad to have him on the show. And, of course, I'm always on his show every Saturday, so that's a lot of fun.
All right, yes. And you can find Gary every weekend at Internet Advisor on WJR. And
760
a.m. And sometimes when very large men in green uniforms are playing a sport.
They're not.
They're not on the air, but you can always hear them online, and they are on this very same network as us, podcastdetroit.com.
And we're going to have to leave it at that. No very large green men in this room, that's for sure.
Yes.
So, but this is Mike Brennan.
And it's Matt Roush.
And you've been listening to M Squared TechCast.
Thanks for listening to M Squared TechCast, a live internet radio show offering the latest news and interviews with the people driving business, technology, and politics in Michigan. Join your hosts Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan next Monday at 3 p.m. If you can't listen live, audio podcasts of the show can be found at podcastdetroit.com.